we welcome our guest, Donald Malloy. Donald, how are you?
I'm doing great, AC. How are you, man?
Hey, doing great myself. I'm blessed. You had a scare a few weeks ago, didn't you?
For sure, man, for sure. My message to even to a gospel artist and everyone that's really doesn't have to be in terms of gospel artists, but, man, I really did not know, had no indications and had no complications of anything, just being my merry self.
Hey.
And I was scheduled to go to my doctor, as I normally always do, for a checkup. And this time I went for a checkup, and they found some areas of complications around my heart. And immediately from there, man, I was found myself in the hospital with arteries that were almost 90-some percent closed, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Didn't even realize it, man. And to this day, man, I thank my doctor for really catching it and was able to get me into the hospital so that I can have procedures done on my heart. And I'm just doing great, man, and being very thankful for every day that God sends my way.
Let's talk about your latest project and how is that going?
The latest project is good. I did a project entitled Finally Home. And there's some significance behind the title of the album, but the single that we released from there is actually a song called I Know What Prayer Can Do. And it just became more real to me with people who were praying for me as I was laying in the hospital and really seeking God that he would heal me with. Because it was a scare to me. I had no idea. Never been in the hospital for anything before, so it was really a daunting kind of situation for me, laying on the table inside a hospital in cardiology. So the song even came more significant to me because the Bible tells us that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I know there were praying soldiers. You know, people say I had a praying grandmother. Well, I had praying saints across this country that was really praying for me and sent well wishes to me that I know that they were praying for my speedy recovery.
Our guest is Donald Malloy. I noticed the last couple of projects, Jesus Reigns, Finally Home, they were live recordings. What was the difference between those live recordings and the power of love? I'm taking you way back, Donald.
Of course. Well, let me tell you what. Power of Love was recorded during my, I would say, my embryonic stage.
Okay.
Of soloism. And there was a guy called Marvin Slachter from Prologue Records. Actually, it was a deal that I signed with them to do a single project on that label. And they brought that song to me, Oh, Huey Lewis and the News song. And I said, oh, okay, this sounds pretty good. So we had a choir that performed it with me on this project that they wanted to do. And that was the only project that I did. So the difference in this, in the live, is that I'm connected to the people.
Okay.
And I always thought that was nice, even down through the years. New Jersey Mass Choir, a lot of our sessions were done live. The late Bishop Jeff Banks and the Revival Temple Mass Choir, I did about four albums or five albums with them. And they were all live projects. And most of my projects have been live from that point. I just find that live gives me a better connection to the people that I'm ministering to. And you're able to feel more. I often say in terms of the studio, even though you're prayed up and all of that, that's just not the overall connection because you're in a booth.
Yeah.
But when I'm live, I get to, you know, touch folk and, you know, and go out and really sing to people, and that's really, I think that's the difference. I love it. I really love it.
Donald, I want to drop a few names.
Okay.
The late Albertina Walker.
Oh, my goodness. That, to me, this queen has been and was and still is to this day so ever-present among us. When you speak the name, you know, late Albertina Walker, you think of everything. I remember distinctly when she came to New Jersey, and I went backstage, and she looked over me. She said, "There's my boy. There's my boy right there." But she came, and they were doing something to the caravans. Dolores Washington was with her. Dorothy Norwood was with her as well. Inez came, and Inez was always a jokester. Even she had something funny to say all the time. So being in that environment with them, I mean, I felt like I owed everything to these powerhouses and these legends of gospel. And then got to record with them on the same stage when Malico did the Gospel Legends DVD.
Mm-hmm. Shirley Caesar.
Now, I call her a powerhouse. I've never seen, and to me, Shirley Caesar is a person that really just doesn't age. Her voice gets stronger and stronger as the years go by. And for her to be pastoring as well as doing the musical portion of her career, I don't know. I get chill bumps when I think about Shirley because she, Evangelist Caesar, is really that kind of singer that really gets to the heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a gentleman that I say never ages, Joe Lagan.